10 minutes past 8, continuing with our series of interviews regarding the COVID-19 pandemic this morning. What do you do when you don't have any sports to watch or perform or take part in or anything? And to find out the answer to that, joining us on the line this morning, longtime public address announcer for the Cape Breton Eagles, among his many banners that he wears, longtime former broadcaster, sports columnist, sports fanatic, amateur golfer, but can't beat his son Adam, Dave LeBlanc.
Morning, David. How you doing?
Hey.
Talk about deja vu all over again.
So what do you do when you're a sports guy like Dave LeBlanc and you talk sports, you live sports, you love sports, when there's none? What have you been doing?
Well, early on, I almost refused to watch the classic games because I don't know why. I just thought this thing would be over in a hurry, but it hasn't been. So I eventually started watching the classic games, and it's been... Some games, especially, you think it was happening live. I'd get upset over the penalties, especially when the Detroit Red Wings are playing the Toronto Maple Leafs. The game, I don't know if you watched it yourself, but the game on the weekend had the 1987 Canada Cup, especially the final game against Russia. It was a classic hockey game, but when Mario Lemieux scored the winner, but leading up to the winner, there was penalties that weren't called. There was more hooking than you could shake a stick at, and it was just different kind of hockey in those days. But it was just, my wife was asking me, why are you so upset? I said, that should have been a penalty.
you're watching it like it was happening all over again.
Yeah,
you've been I'm sure you've been talking with your friends and all that in the sports community in there. That everybody must be missing. I mean, there's no hockey. There's no basketball. There's no baseball. It's just not there, and who knows when it's going to return.
Well, the other the thing about it, too, David, is that with no local... You can't go to a hockey game like me with the Eagles, but for a lot of people that whether it's junior B, it doesn't matter what it is, what level of hockey or what level of sports, people get used to going, and that's part of the deal. And when they don't have it now, how do you replace it? So for some people, it's and me included, it's can be a little bit traumatic because you're used to watching this stuff. It's part of your life, and now you haven't got it, so you're trying to replace it, and what do you replace it with?
It's a huge part.
Of course, I replace it with listening to Dave Wilson on radio, but that means
that doesn't cut it. It's a huge thing financially and economically too. I mean, there are teams and there are for instance, buildings like Center 200 and the Bayplex and all those sportsplexes that are there that are hurting financially. There are teams that are hurting financially. What do you see in the future, Dave? Do you see this thing finally turning around?
Well, I think if the pandemic itself turns around, that'll be one thing. But it's a matter of the Eagles are a fine point. I mean, that's a big operation, more than just a sport. It's a business, and it's a big business. And I'm sure that the people that are involved. Now, I haven't been talking to anybody since the last game, but I think for them, there's a lot of decisions that have to be made. They've got players that are all of a sudden they're not using them this year. If the pandemic, if things don't turn around in September, what do they do with that players that are? They drafted them, and now they're not getting any use out of them. There's a lot of questions that have to be answered, and I'm sure Gerard Shaw, the president of the team, and the coaching staff, they're trying to answer these questions.
Yeah, time doesn't stand still for the age of those players. They get older, and then if the pandemic does come to some conclusion, are you looking at how many people you can allow in that venue and so on? Some teams can't operate with half of what they were already getting. Would I be correct in saying that?
Yeah, I think a part of this thing, too, is when you think about it, take the best players in the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. Now, this is going to be their draft year, correct? They're 18 years old. They still got a couple of years of junior left if they play out their eligibility in junior hockey. So NHL teams are looking at them. Now, all of a sudden, you're going to have another crop coming next year, depending on what happens. So all of a sudden, the future of these young hockey players are at stake as well. And I'm sure those are questions that their parents want answered, especially the guys that look like they could be heading to the National Hockey League, even players that are going to be going to university from the Q and from the Ontario Hockey League and the Western League. There's so many questions that have to be answered, and I don't think they have the answers.
Yeah. Do you think, should some sports have continued but not with the crowds there? Would that have worked?
No, I don't think so. I think for the players, playing in an empty rink or playing baseball in an empty stadium, I don't think they can go with like the, in the Japanese baseball league where they've got the dummies cut out and put in the stands.
Yeah.
I don't think that makes a difference. I think the players like to have the, it's that whole live thing. It's the energy that's created by the fans. I think you know yourself when you're at a game, if there's hardly anybody in the game, it's like you're at a practice.
Yeah, there is the safety of the players to take into consideration as well, I guess. So
yeah.
can't forget that. But you do get to say things like the Toronto Raptors are world champions two consecutive years.
Well, yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'm looking at I'm sitting in the rec room. I'm looking at a banner from the Detroit Red Wings, and the last time they won the Cup was in 2002. That's a very special banner. Now I try to look at that every day.
but
it's this is different, and for a lot of people, the safe distancing and everything else is going on. People are very cognizant of it, and I think if they even the switch was flipped on tomorrow, or that the pandemic we're going to go back to some games and we're going to go back to safe distancing, but you'll be able to go to the arena. I still don't think a lot of people would go.
Yeah, there's going to be that scare factor there as well. I would imagine that executives and decision makers with things like Sportsnet and TSN are really losing it these days, because there's only so many times you can have the top plays of last year.
Yeah, and there's only so many times you can watch Bagger Vance, and there's only, you know, some of these movies. I've watched Pride of the Yankees 5 times, you know, so I think I'm going to stop soon.
but you're still I must say I did watch a couple of games with the with not very old but older generations of Toronto Maple Leafs and all that, and great to see the names on the sweaters again and those players playing when they were in their prime. That stuff I find interesting.
I find that when we're watching the classic games, especially when you go back to the 60s, not taking anything away from the players, but it was a different game in those days. The players weren't as strong, they weren't as fast. The gear was heavier, the goalie's gear was heavier. Now you're watching, today's hockey is very fast, they're very skilled. When I watch a classic, I can't get over them saying to myself, it was slow compared to what you see today.
Yeah. The speed, especially of it was a slower game, but it was great to watch and great to bring back those memories, right?
The thing about what's going on television today, especially with the Sportsnet and TSN, that I'm enjoying, is that we're getting to see ESPN 30 programs, and there's one on Netflix now about the Chicago Bulls. I'm sure that a lot of the younger kids, if the parents are sit down and watch television with them, especially the real sports fans that are the youngsters, they're starting to learn about guys that played like Michael Jordan and like Scottie Pippen when you're talking basketball.
Yeah.
I'm talking about ESPN, especially they do a great job covering things like, you know, I hated Christian Leighton or these programs and stuff. But it's really educational to the kids. They get to see with these players how good they were, what they could do, what they were like off the court, what they were like off the ice, what they're like off the baseball diamond, to me, it's really interesting. I can imagine for the young kids, if they would sit down and listen to it or watch it, hey, it's really, really enlightening to see what those guys went through.
Yeah, lessons learned. Look, Dave,
yeah.
Thanks for taking the time to take our call today, and you'll continue to fill in your time with whatever kind of vintage sports you can find.
Oh, no, this has been a pleasure. I took a lot of calls from you early in the morning and the day. Anyways,
well, let's not get into that, okay?
Yeah, all right.
Dave LeBlanc, thanks very much. Have a great day. Stay safe and healthy, Dave.
You too. Bye-bye.
Dave LeBlanc is a former sportscaster. You all know Dave LeBlanc's name and him, and the public address announcer for the Cape Breton Eagles.